What's wrong with keeping the past in the past? Now, before you think, oh boy, this is going to be heavy, we want to tell you that this doesn't have to be a heavy experience. In fact, it's an opportunity to feel lighter. It's just that between the heaviness and the lightness, there's often something that one of our former teachers calls a veil of discomfort. The discomfort is only a veil because it's really quite insubstantial. As soon as we become willing to experience it, we readily pass through it, and on the other side is lightness and opportunity. Let's talk about how these loose ends from your past can undermine you. One thing that may happen when you prepare to go for something big, whether it be a new relationship, a career change, or a cross-country move, is that your mind quickly runs through all your baggage, unresolved issues, past traumas, mistakes, losses, and tells you this is a bad idea. Rather than hating your mind for this, it's important to remember that you programmed this mind. You started out as a baby with a clean mental slate, and little by little, you trained your mind to look out for things that might threaten your survival or happiness. That's how your mind is built to work. It just happens that most minds are overly eager to do this job, especially if it means that your mind gets to monopolize your attention. The more intense the bad experiences of your past, the deeper the groove they cut in your mental record. The mind looks for anything in your past that even remotely resembles these past experiences so that it can steer you clear from repeating them. It produces warning thoughts and initiates intense emotions to grab your attention. So what can you do? Thank your mind for its efforts to protect you, but inform it that it's working from outdated beliefs and overly generalized data. There's no purpose in blaming yourself for how your mind functions. You've done your best with the resources that were available to you in each moment. But if you want the freedom to show up to each moment without being restrained by your past, it's imperative to recognize that your baggage impedes this. Limiting beliefs and the echoes of past emotions are an intrusion on your space and the peace that lies within.